Good morning, everyone. Well, he's back.
Should we still be waterboarding terror suspects?
I would strongly support using it again if circumstances arose where we had a high-value detainee and that was the only way we could get him to talk.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney, Richard Cheney, has a book out. It's called In My Time. That's an excerpt from an interview with Jamie Gangel on NBC News that will air next week. Cheney's been outspoken in his criticism of his political enemies over the year. He claims in his book, In My Time, it will have heads exploding all over Washington. So we're not likely to see a lot of regret or remorse from Richard Cheney, but we probably will see in this book a recounting of a very long story of his coming to Washington during the Ford administration and making it to being one of the most powerful vice presidents in U.S. history. Tom DeFrank, Washington bureau chief for the New York Daily News, joins us from the nation's capital. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
What do you make of what Cheney has to say? In some ways, his story is probably the most interesting of any of the officials in the Bush administration. Maybe a close second would be Donald Rumsfeld, but I'm interested in hearing what Cheney has to say.
Well, I think everybody should be interested in what he has to say. He's been up close at very high levels of the government since he arrived in the early 1970s, and especially in the 8 years of the Bush administration, he was very much one of the most powerful people around for at least the first term. I think he probably was the most powerful single official in the government as President George W. Bush was settling in and learning the ropes as a young president. So he had a unique perspective and a unique vantage point, and it's going to be interesting to see what he says about all of that.
Well, he certainly brought experience to the office, and he is certainly aggressively took power. His was the voice of authority and power in that first term of the Bush administration. Listen.
We will not simply look away, hope for the best, and leave the matter for some future administration to resolve. As President Bush has said, time is not on our side. Deliverable weapons of mass destruction in the hands of a terror network, or a murderous dictator, or the two working together, constitutes as grave a threat as can be imagined.
That's Richard Cheney as vice president speaking after September 11th, after those attacks. Tom DeFrank, how did Cheney, do you think, frame the administration's response and the whole entire initiative that became known as the War on Terror?
Well, I believe he took from the 9/11 attacks a view that America was under attack and it would be under attack for the rest of all of our lives, and that maximum response had to happen, starting first with invading Afghanistan to take the Taliban out of power, and then launching a worldwide war on terror. And he was very muscular about it, very unapologetic, and frankly, that part of the Cheney legacy looks pretty good, because what Cheney has proposed that we be doing is exactly what President Obama is doing, expanding the war on terror. I mean, I think Obama has been even a little more muscular than Cheney, and that is one of the few areas where Cheney has nice things to say about Obama. Not many, but that's one.
In this memoir, does Richard Cheney explain what, at least if you go online and Google Dick Cheney or look on YouTube for YouTube videos, critics of Cheney make much of the fact that he's unapologetic about, during the first Bush administration, not going to Baghdad, and equally unapologetic about invading Iraq in 2003. Does he reconcile those differences, Tom DeFrank?
Not out, so there's no way to know. I mean, it's going to be handed out to a few select reporters, I think, over the weekend, but most of us will get it on Tuesday morning, so it's hard to say, but I've got to believe he will have an explanation for that. It's well known he was opposed to going into Baghdad, as you say, in the first Gulf War, but it was very much for it the second time around, and I'm sure he will lay out his rationale. I just haven't seen it yet.
Here's Richard Cheney speaking about that first Gulf War.
Saddam Hussein promised that he would conduct the mother of all battles. And obviously, it looks like what's happened is that the mother of all battles has turned into the mother of all retreats.
And certainly, Cheney turned into the mother of all vice presidents. Tom DeFrank, how much do you think his work in the Ford administration that you alluded to earlier prepared him for first the Gulf War and then being vice president in the Bush administration after September 11th. Is it a continuous rise, or are there a lot of twists and turns, do you think?
No, I think it was a continuous rise, but, I mean, he was not just a chief of staff in the Ford White House. He was a congressman from Wyoming for four terms. He was a secretary of defense in the first Bush administration. So all throughout his career, he was developing an expertise in how the levers of power are operated and best operated in Washington. And so in terms of government experience, his institutional memory was probably better than anybody who came into the government with George W. Bush, except, I would say, for his mentor, Don Rumsfeld.
I know. Do you think, and again, we'll have to read the book to find out, do you think that he will tell the story of what some suspect in Washington, that it was Rumsfeld and Cheney who undid Henry Kissinger during the Ford administration?
Well, I think he'll talk about that. Yes, I think he will. The problem is memoirs sometimes say a lot, and sometimes they're just the chronicles of the good things the presidents do. I think Cheney is going to be more unvarnished than some of his critics might expect, and I think we'll learn a lot. But it'll be interesting to see whether he talks about that, what you're talking about, what happened to Kissinger in the Ford administration. But I'm also more interested in what he says about the move to dump Vice President Nelson Rockefeller in 1974, because he was one of the architects of that. Well, I'm anxious to see, since I was there at the time, I'm anxious to see what he says about that,
so,
or what he doesn't say.
So you'll turn to that part of the book before you turn to the index to see if you're in there, right?
Well, I don't turn to the index. I think that's tacky, but I know where I'm going to be looking.
Nice. Tom DeFrank, Washington Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, anticipating In My Time, the memoir of Richard Cheney, former vice president, out on Tuesday.